We are going to talk some AFL now, and as I mentioned, Zach Bailey of the Brisbane Lions. He recently passed 100 games, made his debut back in 2018, and grew up in the Northern Territory before he moved to South Australia for school and footy. And the Lions themselves coming off a 43-point win in the Q Clash against the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend, their seventh straight victory. And they're in Adelaide against the Crows Sunday, twilight fixture. And Zach is joining us now. Morning, Zach.
Morning.
Well, the Lions, you've either been in a prelim or you've finished top four the last 4 years. But, Zach, what feels different this year as you ride this current win streak?
Yeah, I think we've had some pretty handy inclusions in the off-season, and they're starting to have a real impact on our team this year. And yeah, we've had a great start to the season, and I think we're all gelling pretty well at the moment. So there's still a fair few games to go, but I think we're going all right at the moment.
Yeah, Zach, you've won seven in a row. What's impressed you the most about the team's performances?
I think we're just gelling really well at the moment. We got our pressure game going, and our whole game is based off that. So I think it starts with the forward line with Charlie Cameron, Lee McCarthy. They're great pressure players, and it's allowing our backs and mids to set up really well.
And Joe Danaher, 28 goals through 10 rounds this season. Why do you think he's having his best run at the club now since he moved from Essendon, of course?
Yeah, he's going great at the moment. He's a real X factor down there, and he's taking marks and kicking goals. And I think the great thing about our forward line is when he's not doing it, there's a bunch of other players down there that are able to hit the scoreboard, like Charlie, who's also kicked, I think it's 24 goals or something this year. So, it's been good.
Zach, when you're playing well like this, are there areas that you're still working on as a team? I feel like a lot of the time we talk to individual players or teams, and when they're struggling, you're always looking for where can we improve, how can we get better. What about on the other side? When you have got that consistency and you are playing well, what are the areas you guys are looking at improving?
We are playing well and we are getting wins, but there are also quarters where we're letting other teams get runs on, and I think it's just about trying to put in a four-quarter effort. And in our team meetings, we go back and review the quarters that we don't go so well, and and try to fix them. But obviously not going to be perfect, but try to get it as close to.
And what about your own game, mate, personally? How do you feel? And again, same question, what are you looking to improve at the moment?
Yeah, so with the inclusions at the start of the year, I've sort of had to play a bit more forward, and I don't mind that because I really enjoy playing down there and feel like I can play multiple roles, and it sort of allows me to use my strengths, which is my ability to sort of get to the front of the pack where our tools like Joe are dropping it, and I can use my skills to try and score. So I'm happy playing down there.
You mentioned your forward line, Danaher and Charlie Cameron and guys like that. But your midfield, they certainly set a high standard. And you must admire the work that Lachie Neale does every week.
Oh, yeah. He's an absolute superstar of the game, and love what he's able to do every week. He's just so consistent. And I think he's even gotten better with the likes of Dunkley and Ashcroft in there, allow him to sort of get on the move a little bit more and not get as much attention drawn towards him. So, he's great.
You mentioned Will Ashcroft. I mean, 19 years of age. Just how good is he? What sets him apart as, a bloke that's so young?
Yeah, he's a great player. And I think he's just so clean below his knees, which gives him the best opportunity. And he's got that breakaway speed so he can get it. And get out of congestion. So I reckon that's what separates him.
You got the Crows this week at Adelaide Oval. What's their strengths? What do you have to do to try and shut them down?
Yeah, they want to get it into their ball users like Dawson and Smith. So I think if we can deny them that and just keep bringing what we've brought over the last sort of couple of weeks, I think it'll sort of give us the best opportunity to win.
And as a kid moving from the NT to South Australia and, right in the fabric there of the Crows and Port, etc. I mean, who did you support, Zach, at that time?
I didn't really have a team, but my family was big Collingwood supporters. So yeah. That's sort of who I went for. But I didn't follow one of any of the Adelaide teams.
Yeah, and just on, you know, Damien Hardwick leaving Richmond this week, I guess a bit of a sigh of relief maybe from other clubs around the league. I mean, your debut was against the Tigers, wasn't it? And that was a tough night as a team. I saw the result last night, what they beat you by 93 points. I mean, at the peak of their powers under Damien Hardwick, they were some side, weren't they?
Yeah, no, he's a great coach, and that was a great game to play in, wasn't it? 94-point loss on the debut. Great coach, and he's done a lot for them, and obviously won the full flag. So, great career.
Well, Zach, really appreciate your time. Well done on certainly what's going on so far this season at the Lions. Good luck against Adelaide this week.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Zach Bailey there from the Brizzy Lions. He's gone forward a bit more because the big reason is due to their depth in their midfielder. And you said at the start of the season, Loz, have something on this Will Ashcroft kid. For the Brownlow, you said, but the rising star, I think he's just about...
How's he going in Brownlow?
I don't know. They go behind closed doors with their votings, unlike the NRL where you see where
you're
the
still
votes are
him?
Going. I think he's a wonderful player.
He's the $1.80 favourite.
Dacos would be the heart, like he'd be the favourite, wouldn't he?
Oh well, rising star award. Ashcroft's $1.80. Yeah. The only other player in the market's Harry Sheezel from North Melbourne, who's $2.50.
Good player too.
But you know, first year players don't win Brownlows. Nick Dacos is the $3 favourite.
Has the first year player ever won a Brownlow?
I don't think so, pup. I stand to be corrected, but I'm sure it hasn't happened.
So is Dacos the favourite for the Brownlow?
Nick Dacos, $3. Bontempelli, $5. Then Petrarca, $10. Jordan Dawson at Adelaide, $11. Zach Butters, who's playing well, $12. And Lachie Neal, $13.
Yeah, he was outstanding the other night, Lachie Neal. 35 disposals, I think, against the Gold Coast.
He's a gun.
Their midfield is very, very good.